Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome everybody. We have a great interview today from a fan fiction author that writes a lot of great stories, but we're going to focus on her Once Upon a Time stories today. So we have Sarah on the phone. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Great. So let me kind of give you a little background. Is we do a podcast, the Once Upon a Time fan podcast, and two of our great listeners are Natasha and Malini. Great listeners of the show, and they went wild over your hot chocolate Once Upon a Time story.
Oh yeah.
And they really enjoyed it. So that's how I got really focused on you and what you were doing. So what kind of got you started reading fan fiction and then writing it?
Gosh. Reading, I was introduced while I was in high school by friends who were, you know, I mean, I'd always kind of, I guess when I was younger, I'd, you know, see things or read stories and kind of would wonder sort of what if scenarios, if things were different in it. And then I never really thought that anyone else kind of wondered those things or wondered about continuations of the story until, like, I met my friends in high school and they introduced me to fan fiction. And I started posting about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's in, and I can't even remember what the first, like, how it all, you know, what the first one was at the, off the top of my head. I would have to go look back at my old account.
Okay. Well, what's really interesting is you really write about a lot of different types of stories. It's not just Once Upon a Time. It's Lost and Doctor Who, and you're all over the place. Is it hard to kind of keep them all separate? The only thing I can bring into writing is when I write something, I have to be totally focused on it. Is it easy for you to kind of drop one subject and pick up another one?
It's hard to explain. I'm kind of ADD in a certain way. Okay. Sometimes I like to have multiple things going at once because it keeps me, but at the same time, it's a bad thing because I sometimes lose focus.
Okay.
Some of my stories have fallen to the wayside, but the two major Once Upon a Time stories I've been working on lately, including Hot Chocolate, and I've been, you know, as you said, I've like, yeah, as you put it, you end up focusing down and it's really drawn my focus and I've been trying to focus really hard. But I will say jumping between the two stories has been hard because one takes place in fairy tale land and the other takes place in Storybrooke. And sometimes I'll cross over the names or I'll forget who I'm writing.
Sure. How long does it take? Is it kind of a stream of consciousness in that you sit down and you just roll through it? Or do you kind of plan it out? How do you actually write one?
It's a little different for each one and also varying from chapter to chapter, actually. Sometimes I'll start out with, like, the chapter will be fairly solid in my mind and it's just like it just rolls right out. But in a lot of cases, it's like I'll have a few ideas for what needs to be in the chapter, and then it just kind of, I have to work the rest of it, figuring it all out, how it's going to fit together. In one chapter of Hot Chocolate, I had like this one sort of scene that was almost a discussion between John Doe, David Nolan, and Emma that I knew I wanted to happen, but then I had to, like, I knew that more needed to happen in the chapter, so I kind of figured it all out around that discussion almost. Mm-hmm. Those tend to go faster than my other story does because they're short, generally shorter, and they're sometimes easier to write.
So the inspiration that you get, is that from the different, are you getting inspiration from the actual show itself, you know, as it progresses, as the story progresses? Or did you start at one point and say, okay, I'm going to go branch off from here? Or in other words, are you trying to weave back in some of the points that are in the real story?
Yes, I am trying, especially with Hot Chocolate, to, while it has its own premise that's diverted from the canon storyline, I've tried to keep a lot of the elements from what is continuing to happen in the show, happening in the story, and I try to weave them, those elements in too, while keeping it its own sort of separate entity.
So almost like an alternate universe type of a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I really like your writing. I've read a number of them, and you really capture moments well. And it's a tough skill. I'm a story guy, but I'm not a writer. I have great ideas, and I kind of know how they are. But just the act of putting it down and just picking the right words and all of that, you really excel at that. And that's something that really kind of caught me.
And,
the whole fan fiction world it reminds me a lot of the podcasting world. If you listen to podcasts, you get it. If you read fan fiction, you get it. But what I do kind of want to highlight with this interview is for the folks that watch the television show that may use their iPhones or whatever for Farmville, Facebook, maybe doing emails, they would have no idea about this world of fan fiction. Mm-hmm. So if you can kind of tell folks that have never read it what that world is like, how many are there? Is it a vibrant community?
It's a very vibrant community. It's very diverse community. It's a large one too. One of the primary site where you'll find fan fiction in general is fanfiction.net. It has a whole lot of different categories where you have different like movies and TV shows and books and video games and just about anything you would want to read another extended story on. There's probably a category for it. You have a wide variety of people who are involved in it from different walks of life, different age groups. I mean, like I said, I started when I was in high school, and you get a lot of people at that age group, but then you get like people in their 50s and 60s and older, and you get people, students, but you get people who are business people, you get us teachers, military people involved, and it's a very diverse community, and generally it's a very nice one too. Mm-hmm. Especially among the authors. Every once in a while, if you put a story out there, you'll get someone who's very rude, and it's called, like, they'll flame you.
Right.
And that's,
right.
Yeah, that's not considered okay or cool by anyone. Yeah, and if you, like, the other authors will generally be pretty supportive and try and, you know, if you ask for it, they will give their honest opinion and try and help you get better at writing. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, we kind of touched on the fact that you really have written a lot of different types of stories. What has been the one subject that you've written that you've seen the most reaction to?
Probably outside my Once Upon a Time stories, it was an NCIS fiction story that I read.
Wow.
Yeah. Those have been the most popular, and I got the greatest reaction, I guess. So,
now NCIS, that would be tough because not only is it a story about characters, but also it's the police. There's a lot of layers there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long did it take to put that together? Is it more about the characters, or is it actually solving crimes or?
Some people are good at writing the crime-driven stories. I'm not really that good at that. Most of mine focus on the characters and the relationships and stories, I guess you'd say.
Okay. So we've kind of touched on just the idea that you deviate from canon, and probably a lot of stories may revolve around the what if questions. What if this? What if this happened? Or maybe keep a certain moment in time. Colleen and I know a lot of people that really love the David, Mary, Margaret love story. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, perhaps, you know, even you or whoever is writing maybe really enjoy that storyline so much that they say, well, let's focus on that. You know, what if it really continues to build and grow, and then that's kind of where it focuses on. And that's the way I sort of see it, is that writers maybe watch a certain movie and say, it's that story or it's that moment or it's that type of feeling that I really want to go for. Is that what kind of draws you in, or?
It's one of the things, yeah. A lot of my stories actually do focus on the David, Mary, Margaret, Snow White, Prince Charming relationship. And some other people like to focus on other relationships or other aspects of the series. Sometimes I've done a few one-shots, which is just one chapter where you're focusing on a single moment in the, like just one thing. And it's not necessarily a pairing, but it's just like like I did a one-shot about when the huntsman is supposed to kill Snow White and then changes his mind. And it's like basically an internal monologue from, like, it's from Snow White's point of view and kind of like her emotions, what she might have been feeling. So it's different things will trigger kind of writing the story, I guess, any story, and it changes with each one.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say, so beyond the fan fiction, are you writing any other types of work, or do you have other inspirations aside from like TVs and movies that you write maybe stories about?
I've always wanted to try writing professionally. I haven't gotten around to solidly doing it yet, but I have taken a lot of inspiration from, I've been thinking about trying different things with historical fiction and stories like when I spent a few months living in Yorktown, Virginia, I spent a lot of time in colonial Williamsburg. Mm. And yeah, I drew a lot of inspiration from the atmosphere there. And it was, I've been dabbling a little bit in writing a story involving colonial Williamsburg and the colonial times and American Revolution. Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, keeping history alive, I think that's kind of what is missing these days. So that's really cool that you kind of have a passion to go there. Because, you know, the farther we go with everything, we just kind of forget about things and all that. But that's incredible. It is a writer and a story person has a different kind of a mindset than most people. So I get you. I get what you do. It's not easy, and it's different than a lot of different people. We've kind of talked about where we can find your work. I mean, do you have a because I know that you write under Kaylee the Pete, and most of your work is on fanfiction.net.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a special place that you normally tell people to go to see your work, or is it kind of go and look up your name?
You can generally just go to fanfiction.net and look under my pen name, and you'll be able to find my work. I don't know anything about making websites, so I've never actually tried to make one of my own, though I've thought about it. But I don't know how to make or maintain one. So,
okay. Well, we'll put a link to your page there.
Thank
so
you.
That'll be a lot easier for folks. And just a couple of wrap up questions. What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were younger? Did you astronaut or I don't know. What did you want to be? Did you want to be a writer when you were younger?
I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm 27 years old.
Okay.
But it's one of the many things that I've always dreamed of doing is becoming a professional rider. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping someday if I can get myself going on a book, I might be able to, you know, get published perhaps. And so I'm hoping, you know, still.
And who are your inspirations for writing?
What do you mean exactly by inspiration?
Authors, other authors that you maybe, you know, sometimes actors will say that, oh, I saw this person in this movie and that made me want to be an actor. Were there books or authors that you read when you were growing up that made you really lean towards that as a potential for a career?
I can't pinpoint it exactly at one author. My family all loves the written word. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of, books were have always been a big thing in our house. And my parents were the ones who actually, still keep telling me that I need to write, and to focus on writing because my siblings are both very, encouraging about that too. So I guess having that background of strong literature and teachers too being very encouraging about reading and writing. I went to schools that were very encouraging of creative writing.
Excellent. Well, then I'd say that would be your inspiration. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was the point when you were watching Once Upon a Time that you said, this is what I want to write about?
The first episode, when I watched it, I knew that it was likely going to be something I was going to take an interest in of possibly writing about. But at the time, I didn't have the inspiration to really get going on anything. It took, I did write a one shot from Regina's point of view after the second episode, but it was very short and brief and nothing else came of it, but it was really Hot Chocolate came into being after the episode 3 of Snow Falls, and that's just how it got started, and it's kind of snowballed from there.
Right. Well, I really enjoy what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And we really want to kind of support what our listeners enjoy, and so it was kind of a match made in heaven, if you will. And it was really, really neat that Natasha and Malini really enjoyed what you're doing and were tweeting back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've got to find a way to interview this great writer and kind of find out about what fan fiction is and all that. And, mm-hmm. and you know, point people in that direction. And it definitely sounds like it's not a retelling of the show, but it's more kind of an accompanying story that has its roots in the show, but it may deviate a bit, and then you can you as a writer can infuse your own fingerprints on the story. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah, it offers like an alternate view of if this one thing changed, or maybe if these things changed, then maybe this is the path that we would be going down instead. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Definitely. That anyone you ask in the fan fiction world, whatever they're writing about, they're big fans of generally. So it's
great. Well, what is your dream? Do you have a dream? And when it comes to pass, you'll say, that's what I've been dreaming about. What is that?
Well, like I said, I'm a person who always likes to look forward to the next adventure, and a lot of times I just stumble into that adventure, so I kind of remain open. But like I said, I do dream of writing a book someday. Mm-hmm. And having it published. That is a dream of mine. Trying to stay open to any adventures that could come along, and I would love to be able to write professionally in some way. So it's that is one dream I have.
Well, the one thing I know about anything that is a dream, if you continue to work at it and over and over and over, you will learn either by perspiration or just by time. Mm-hmm. And things will happen. And the thing I want to tell you is you never know who's listening to this podcast. So the one thing I do want to say is if there are publishers out there, mentors, folks that can really help you, Sarah, kind of move on, that get a hold of me, get a hold of Sarah, and let's move this on, because we really want to support you as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So I at least wanted to say that and also say thank you for your time for the interview today.
Thank you. After you guys private messaged me, I looked you guys up, and I've been trying to play catch up on your mm-hmm. show. It's great. I love it.
Thank
you. I've been wanting to say that. I really am enjoying it a lot. I'm almost caught up. So
it is a commitment, and we really appreciate that, because there's so much content, and we are aware. But again, I wanted to say that I really enjoy what you do, and from the podcasting point of view, mm-hmm. I really kind of understand a writer, because it is a consistent thing. You do it when you're tired, when you're not tired, you just keep plugging away. And I just want to say that it's worth it, and just to keep on going, okay?
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog web address is aclosserlookouat.ronizone.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Thank you. You guys keep going too. I want to keep hearing more from you guys. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
We appreciate that. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.